It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down, including Tony Finn, who's gracious enough to join us into the late night hours this evening. We still have a couple of more college games. We got to get to the Tulsa-Cincinnati game, and we got to get to Air Force Army, because remember last week we talked about how military academy games always go under, and I went under last week. So listen, we've got about 2 minutes before we go to a break again, but I don't want to leave Tony hanging. So let's just keep the conversation rolling right now. Okay. We got NBA basketball coming up, and me and Tony will get back to the NBA. Yet, Tony, Tulsa and Cincinnati. Cincinnati are on the warpath. They've been drilling teams all year. They're not shy about running the score up if they can. Tulsa's been a great story. Their defense is great. They've got a lot of very similar to San Jose State. Tulsa just sort of find a way. But are you concerned at all about Cincinnati in the sense that they see, you know what, even if we win this stupid game, we're still not going anywhere because they don't respect us, and we're not going to the playoffs even if we win this game. And normally I'd say, oh, that's stupid, and I know they want to win the game, but it's got to be frustrating for Fickell and the kids on Cincinnati to know that, man, we're going to go undefeated, and the committee gives us zero respect.
Without question. And you're absolutely right. And Fickell's absolutely right. And those who understand the politics that are involved in college football, and it's deep and it's ugly, and ugly in the terms that for a coach and fan of a team like Cincinnati. Listen, Tulsa is that team you just discussed. And they're 9-2. Against the spread, with four outright wins in the last 11 games as an underdog. And over the time period, they're double-digit dog 9 times. They have 2 wins, 3 other single-digit losses, I think. And last year, against the Bearcats, they were 16-point favorites. Bearcats were 16-point favorites over Tulsa at Nipper Stadium, and won by 11. The Hurricanes, 7-0 against the spread versus ranked opponents in the last 2 years. They know who they're playing, and they know how to play them. And if they play well, this game comes down to the wire.
Tony Finn, Wager Talk. Well done, Tony. We appreciate you kicking it with us. We're going to hit NFL with Tony on the other side. Let's get into the NFL. Buffalo Bills. Can the Bills cover for the 6th straight week? That's right. Can the Bills pull it off again? Nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills and Sports Rage.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you, because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is going to be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
Wait, that anger management class. I am Ramsey. Tony Finn, gracious enough to be kicking it with us. We're going to get into the NFL. We've got a couple of more college games. NBA coming up. We'll just go rapid fire through the Tuesday games. Because NBA, guys, regular season's on Tuesday. It's here, baby.
Yeah.
It's here. All right. So college football, we're talking about the Cincinnati game. You know, it's funny, Tony. You're talking about Tulsa hanging around here. I get the feeling, though, Cincinnati could dial it up. And Tulsa on the road here, I don't really like it. If this game, I liked Tulsa last week plus the points. It's too bad the game got canceled because I thought they were in a good spot last week with the comfort, with it not on the line, but them at home getting all those points. I mean, the spread is almost the same. What was the spread last week? It's almost the same, but it's in Cincinnati now.
Yes, it is.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's the difference to me.
Yep. Yeah. It is. Listen, of these two teams, the one team is capable of running away and hiding is Cincinnati. Make no mistake. If Tulsa wins, it's not going to be by margin. If Cincinnati can win
either way.
And in a lot of different ways. Absolutely.
Okay, so last week I brought up and we talked about it. And I remember I used the expression guard dog. Don't worry about the dog. Worry about the gun.
Yeah.
And I said they posted that total of Army Navy at 37.5 or 37, whatever the hell it was, to scare you away. And many people did. And I told people all week, hey guys, this game's going under the number. It's going under the number. It's going under the number. It's going under the number. And oh, yeah, I would, but it's just too low. It's just too low. Well, how'd it do, Tony? How'd it do? It went under the number. And here we are.
Yeah, it did.
Here we are again. Thank God. Here we are again. I thank Lord Gambler for this. Here we are again. Thank you for the bounty that I'm about to receive, that we have another Military Academy matchup going head-to-head here. And they put the same number up, 37.5, and people all week have told me the same thing. Yeah, I would take it, but man, it's just so low. It's like, yeah, well, okay, don't take it. But for people tuning in right now, they're unaware, it's 37.9 right now. And it's one push, but who cares about the push? It doesn't matter. It doesn't exist. I don't know, 39, 37, 1, whatever. But going back to 2005, all right, Military Academy teams have played each other 47 times now since 2005. They played each other 47 times. There was one push, 37 times it's gone under the number, bro.
Yep.
37.9 to the under. It won last week. I know it's low tomorrow. I'm taking the under, Tony. Air Force and Army. And I'm taking the Flyboys. I'm taking Air Force.
Well, I think you're spot on. The fact is, Army scored since Tyler took over the quarterback. I think they've scored 43 points since he's taken over, and they've allowed, and Air Force only allowed 14 points in their three victories. So it makes perfect sense, and that number's not too low. Was it last week that final score was deceiving? To be honest with you, there was some fourth quarter points, some heroics in that final few minutes of that game. Last time I looked before the fourth quarter, it was 3-0. And I even mentioned in another show I was doing, I said, you know, Gabe just, they've been preaching, he's been saying under. Looks like he was right, and you were right.
Yeah, broken clock is right twice a day. Tony Finn, Wager
yes,
Talk, kicking it with a sportsmemo.com. So, Tony, let's get into the NFL, buddy.
Okay.
Buffalo Bills. And I'm a Bills fan. and like lifelong. Yeah. Every team I'm a fan of, people. I'm not like, oh, I've been a fan since, ooh, you know what I mean? No. Like, I've been a fan. And I've been a Buffalo Bill fan since the O.J. Simpson days. So,
right.
Joe Ferguson, right? You know, O.J. Yeah. O.J. was moving on. O.J. was at the end. He was mad about his contract and stuff. And when I jumped in, so then he went to San Francisco. And then, remember, Joe Cribbs. Joe Cribbs, one of my favorite players. Sure. Tony. Remember Joe Cribbs? Great running back.
Of course.
Yeah. That's when I really started. I was a kid with O.J. And Joe Cribbs, Joe Ferguson, Fort Knox, and Chuck Knox and stuff moving forward. But I didn't even realize this, sort of. I don't know. Did you? That the Buffalo Bills have covered 5 straight games. Longest active cover streak in the National Football League this year. No team has covered 5 straight games before. Longest active covering streak in the National Football League, 5 games. The Buffalo Bills have also covered in the last 6 games against the Denver Broncos. The last 6 times they played the Broncos, they have covered. It's a horrible spot for the Bills coming off the Monday nighter against San Francisco, Sunday nighter against Pittsburgh. Next week they get New England, and then they get Miami. Division games coming up. And it seems like every week the Bills are in sort of a weird spot, short week, COVID this, COVID that, reschedule, whatever. They got screwed over by the Titans, like scumbagness. But all week I was thinking bad spot Bills, bad spot for the Bills, bad spot for the Bills. But Tony, Denver Broncos secondary is depleted. 3 of their 4 starting cornerbacks are out. Stephon Diggs is like playing better football than anyone at the wide receiver position in the NFL this year. Right now, Diggs is like as good as anybody. Beasley and Allen got a thing going. And one thing about the Bills, Tony, Sean McDermott, bro, he's hardcore. The Bills don't let up. That's the whole thing. They don't have letdown. Like, you know what I mean? Like I said, like they lost that Arizona game to cover, but it was a Hail Mary, guys. And I remember everybody all week, it's a horrible spot for the Bills. Horrible spot for the Bills. I think they're coming off the Patriot game, whatever. Horrible spot or whatever they're coming off of. They were about to win. They got beat by a Hail Mary. They don't really let up, this Bills team. They're very good at handling their business.
I'll make an argument that this is the exact opposite of what people are saying about it being a bad spot or a tough spot because of what they've come off of. In truth, this is a game not only are they supposed to win, they have to win this game. And this is the team. This is the game where they're better on both sides of the ball, the Bills. Everybody will say that Broncos are coming on offensively, and they've been better at home, especially defensively. It's just not – none of those things are accurate. First off, they're beat. They're missing all key players that make this game fairly simple, I think. For not just simple, but the Bills roll. They're clicking on – if anybody's clicking on all cylinders, and a quarterback's as confident as any quarterback in the league, as confident as Mahomes, in my opinion, they absolutely can balance this game out and roll. They will – they'll win this game and win it convincingly, in my opinion.
Tony Finn with us. What about the total, Tony? 49.5. Any interest in that?
No. No interest at all in that other than it's the same situation. If you like total at 50, if you like the over in this total, then play an alternative points spread on the Bills winning by double digits. Not just double digits, but maybe 14.5 or more, and you're going to get close to probably a 3-1 payback. Just go there.
Are the Green Bay Packers a trap tomorrow against Carolina? Because a popular teaser, popular money line play, all that type of stuff. It's going to be a lot of Buffalo. It's going to be a lot of Buffalo Green Bay combos tomorrow, bro.
No. Yeah, there will be. There's a few of those games, and you're going to see tomorrow morning or Sunday morning. You'll see that. Who's getting the action? Who's getting the money? You're going to see a line that's 7.5. All of a sudden, it jumps to 9.5, and that's nothing more than an adjustment to the teasers. And teasers have been very popular this year in the COVID. You'll see it more on tout sites. And you'll see, if you just talk to any sportsbook manager, they'll tell you, teasers teasers. While they like them, there are certain situations they will adjust to.
Cody Finn kicking it with us. All right, we're going to blast through the National Football League card with Tony. And feel free to open up a bottle of tequila, Tony, if you see fit. We're not going to be on next Friday, actually. So, late night anger management class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
UFC a bit. We've got NBA basketball too, but we're talking NFL football right now with Tony Finn. Time just flying by. So as I stated, Tony, next Friday's Christmas, right? Are we a week away from Christmas?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. We're a week away from Christmas. I'd like to play a song, actually, but I don't know if we can. I think we can't. We'll do it. We can't do it on Game Time Decisions. We can do it on Sports Rage. We'll see what happens, whatever. If we get flagged, we get flagged. We won't do it. We don't need it right now. Actually, cause it's not quite Christmas, but King Diamond, no presents for Christmas. King Diamond, that's my Christmas song that I like to play. But let's figure something out, Tony, because I can't go without, I can't go 2 weeks without Tony Finn in my life. Like, we're not going to be on for the next few Fridays, actually.
Yeah. Well, you can always fly. Listen. Fly in here, and if you're not going to be famous, or at least stop by. You're welcome to a little tequila and some prime rib at our Christmas table.
I would, but there's a pandemic going on, Tony.
we live in a bubble here, you know. We don't have that problem. We never leave the house. We don't let anybody in. Yeah.
I know. Carolyn, I know about the mayor. Good. I know about the mayor. I know. She doesn't. What coronavirus? I love Oscar, too, but... Yeah, like she's a little out there.
Yeah, it's a hoax.
She's a little out there.
The whole damn thing. Oh, a little bit. A little? Holy my, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
She had good intentions. I'll shut up.
She had good. I know. You have to. You're there, and it's a small town. But she had good intentions, right? She was like, you know, I get it. Yeah. Oh, I'm protecting my city. But it's like, lady, like, you're not helping the town right now by doing these interviews on TV. Like, you're not helping Vegas. You know what I mean?
You know what's
Vegas,
smart?
Vegas
you know
has been smart. Through a lot, how and smart. That might have been the worst thing ever.
You know what I mean? How smart were the mobsters when they set this town up that the Strip is not in Las Vegas. You know, it's in Paradise, Nevada. It's unincorporated. The mayor has absolutely zero power over that Strip.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes, it is.
They created their own county. How genius, like you said, how genius is that? I've always wondered about that, too. And I even lived there. I'm like, so what do you mean Clark County and Paradise? Like, and it's like, let me ask you, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but let me ask you, what's the cutoff? What's the cutoff line? Is it Sahara? Is it like, what's the cutoff of like Clark County? And is it Sahara?
Well, it's, what it is it's Las Vegas, lost North Las Vegas, you know, is beyond that measure. But here's what you have in Paradise, and that is right about, if you know where Circus is down in there, right before, if you're going that east way and you turn right there off the strip, and that's it. It's right there before you get downtown into Fremont.
The other side
where 15 crosses over the Las Vegas Strip. It's a small little unincorporated area, but it is unincorporated, which means only the governors, you know, only the state has control.
That's amazing. So people, you don't realize, so Las Vegas, guys, so imagine the mayor of Las Vegas has zero control over the strip. The casinos run it.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
That's true.
It's like, no, it doesn't matter what you say. We run this, right? It is even like, it's amazing, Tony, that they protected themselves. Like the Constitution, hey, that they realize, listen, if we go here, we build this stuff, unless we own the government, we're screwed anyways, right? Like, so they created their own government. It's genius. And it's lasted to this day.
And it's not changed that much.
It's lasted to this day. Because everyone says, oh, they ran them out, but it's genius what you just brought up. It's true. I never really thought about it. You're like, yeah, and she's got zero power over them. You know what I mean? Like,
so yeah, they didn't run them out of town. Come on. All you have now is corporate mobsters. It's gone from being the blue collar to the white collar, and these big corporations that own these casinos, these billion-dollar casinos, are as powerful, if not more powerful, than anything and everybody in the past. Monstrous.
Too big to fail. As big as like Wall Street.
Yes.
You know, I'm fascinated. I always love talking old Vegas with you, and you know, like I told you, I lived in, I always forget the name of these condos. I lived in a million of them, but I think it was called Aura or Bliss. Sorry. No, I confused. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aura. Whatever. Doesn't
Bliss.
Matter.
Yeah.
I think, yes. It was Aura.
It's quite Aura. Condos. That's what that.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, Porn Star. It was the Porn Star Poker condo on, it's on Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard. You know the big one right behind the world's biggest gift shop.
I know which one you're talking about. Yes, and I'm sure this changed names five times as far as I know. But, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And it's not cheap down there. It's not cheap.
No. I liked it. I got to tell you, I've lived in a million of those places, bro. And that was one of my favorite spots. Like, as far as, like, basically since it's Vegas, like, dude, I would roll in, like, wasted, Tony. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like sometimes like mean sometimes like, and even the doorman told me, he used to ask me for picks. The doorman told me, he goes, man, he goes, between you and me, he goes, you were scary last night. I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, dude, you came in flying in through the lobby and you were really like out of control, man. He goes, I'm good with it. But you know, but Vegas, like I said, like, I actually, that's the best, that place, Tony, every damn time, bro, and I'm a low-life degenerate, every damn time, I got the, yes, sir, how you doing, Mr. Morency, like, with the doorman, they opened it, like, the whole nine yards, you know what I mean? I'd roll in, and I was a moody son of a bitch, man. Sometimes I'd tip my doorman $50, sometimes I'd throw a beer ball at him, you know what I mean? Like, I was, like, very moody, and in my place, Jimmy Vaccaro lived there. And it was basically just like porn stars, poker players, and like, casino people that made money. Right. And you don't get this. It was really cool. This one, you know, I thought I almost made it actually, Tony. I was making good money and I'm living in Vegas and my neighbor was Anna Ivanovic. Do you know who Anna Ivanovic is? Anna Ivanovic is like a hot tennis player. All right. Like,
right.
Like, what? She's smoking.
And that
hot,
was your neighbor.
Right?
Yes.
So,
yes,
no, I wish. No. It was her agent, her manager. And Vegas is a big tennis town. Right? So,
Andrew Agassi.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm in my hallway, and I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, man, this girl's smoking hot. I'm like, and I realize it's Anna Ivanovic. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, is Anna Ivanovic my neighbor here? I was like, man, I'm really rocking. Because I'm telling people, I live in this great place in Vegas. You got to see it here, man. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, Anna, I just got Anna Ivanovic's my neighbor, man. And no, but it turned out it was her manager, agent, dude. Cool dude. I used to piss him off because I used to blaze onto my balcony all the time and the wind would blow it in his unit. So he used to, I used to get the angry window closed. Bang. He never complained.
Well, he wouldn't. He wouldn't want to be here now. It's just all. It's everything. Oh God! Now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Love Vegas for that. Okay, let's get back on track. Sorry, Tony.
Okay. All right.
Chicago. I'll go rapid fire through every NFL game, and if you don't like it, don't say anything. Fine. We'll move on. I don't expect an opinion on every game, but if you're interested or you got an opinion, stop me. Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings. Playoff eliminator here, even though they both blow. The Vikings deserve better. Dan Bailey killed me last week, Tony. That guy killed me, bro. Like, he literally cost me about $750, man. I lost about $350, $400. I had the Vikings plus the points. I had the Vikings in a teaser. I had an in-game over. And, you know, 200 here, 150 here, 100 there. And every single play would have won if this loser didn't miss, like, every damn kick that he attempted.
Right, right. Here's the deal. The look headline on this matchup was about the Vikings almost a touchdown. There was a big overreaction. Not only did they overreact to what Minnesota did in their loss, they overreacted to what Chicago did in their win. Chicago dropped six straight games before this one by an average of almost 9 points a game. Minnesota alive and well in NFC playoff picture, and they roll. I like them a bunch tomorrow.
Yeah, I hear where you're going with that. You know what I mean? I'm with you, too. You know, man, you look, Minnesota, man, they were against a decent Tampa team. They battled. They were there. They should have won a game. They could have won a game. They were there. And Minnesota been on a little bit of a roll right now. I sort of think Trubisky had his nice little week last week. I get it. Fine. All right, let's move on. This is a game that I don't have any interest in. What's the deal? Is Stafford out? Because I see 11.5 right now against the Titans. Yep. Any interest in this game?
Listen, I don't think Stafford will play. I don't have a bunch of interest in the game unless I'm a Tennessee fan. And, well, let's put it this way. Without Stafford, even with Stafford, this Detroit, the secondary is beat up. So you can't back Detroit here. If you're going to play here, you're fading Detroit and you're playing the over, and that's just the bottom line.
And guys, I'll tell you what, Chase Daniel sucks hard, man. All right, he sucks harder than a Kardashian at an NBA All-Star after party. All right, so tough to want to bet that. Texans, Colts, 7.5. Colts laying 7.5 here, Tony. Any interest here? We got 20 seconds.
No. Colts, you see the line already. Jump big time today. Colts rule.
Yeah, what about the over here? But I can't trust Houston's offense. We got Jacksonville getting 12.5 against Baltimore. Train wreck game. Whatever. All right, we'll take a quick break. More with Tony on the other side. Normally we'll let you go, Tony, but I appreciate it. A couple of more minutes with Tony. We'll get Tony go. We'll get into the Patriots-Dolphins. I do like this game. Bill Belichick, 21-6 against rookie quarterbacks. Bring it.
Yes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No, I enjoy it. It's a hobby.
Late night anger management class continues. All right, shout out to everybody tuning in our chat. Good job by Matthias and Yang finally nailing and stomping out the trolls in the chat. You know what? It's good job. And you know what? These guys, Yang is street tough, right? Yang is street smart and stuff, but he doesn't know. Yang knows real gangsters. He doesn't know these, like, wuss kids that live in their mom's basement and stuff like that, right? Yeah. So he's surprised because I'm like, kick him out. And then I see the guy still there, and he's back, and he creates a new name. And I said, you got to do it again. And Mateus is getting the gist of it here. All right. You know what happens, you got a full chat, you're going to have some psychopaths. And psychopaths have always been a fan of our shows as well. I make money off of them. I don't care. It's like Metallica. You think Metallica cares like what your personal life is? They just want you to buy their record. They don't give a crap.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're a loser lives at home. You're tuning into my show. You're giving me ratings. So, like, it's all I care. You know, that's simple as that. Like I said, I don't like Justin Bieber. So, therefore, I don't watch his videos online. Like, if Justin Bieber was doing a live podcast right now or a live show or whatever, I wouldn't be in the chat telling him he sucks. I just wouldn't watch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Tony Finn with us. Love Tony. So, yeah, shout out to Grinch. Gerald Jones. Let me just bring up something quickly here, Tony, before we get back to the football. So Gerald Jones says, listen, he goes, I went upstate New York today to place my bets. And you know, Cuomo got a lot of love. I don't want to get political, but I'm going to get political.
Yeah.
Cuomo, but gambling political. Cuomo got a lot of love. I lived in New York, right? So I know Cuomo. I know, like, the politics there and, like, recent politics type thing. So Cuomo got a lot of love nationally because of his press conferences and blah, 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 and all this type of stuff. Yet you have the state of New Jersey, okay, Tony? The state of New Jersey and New York, all right? You go to the Port Authority. You get on a bus from the Port Authority. You go through the Lincoln Tunnel. You're at MetLife Stadium and FanDuel and the Meadowlands Racetrack. On with the psycho bus driver, 13 minutes. There was one guy. God, he was great. I miss him. And other people, 20 minutes. You are 20 minutes away, all right? 20 minutes away from Madison Square Garden in Manhattan, center of America, the capital of America. You are 20 minutes away from a sports book in New Jersey. The state of New Jersey broke an all-time gaming record, broke Nevada, everybody. They brought in $836 million, bro, in a month, all right? Vegas used to do 200, 300 million, and people thought, oh, New Jersey will hurt Vegas. It doesn't. Competition is good. You look at a gas station, what's across the street from a gas station? Another gas station. Competition is good for everybody. It helps the business. So people said, oh, gambling in other states, and even Vegas campaigned and lobbied against it. But my point is, so you have $800 million in a month being bet in New Jersey. And Cuomo with a sports game. The girl from Sex and the City, I don't know her name. Cynthia Nixon's actually her name. All right, Cynthia Nixon, boom.
Yes.
So Cynthia Nixon ran. And, you know, you'd think, ha, 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 whatever. She got a lot of votes, man. She nearly beat Cuomo. And she was very progressive. And she said, how is weed not legal in the state of New York? And even Cynthia Nixon said, how is sports gambling not legal? She said, it's revenue. What's this guy's problem? That's why when people talk about Republicans and Democrats, guys, if you look at Cuomo's policies, he's a Republican. No weed, no gambling. And then Republican states, Republicans don't care. Dude, in Indiana, if you're gay, you can't get like a cake bake for your wedding. It's a big problem. Yeah, you can place a sports bet. You can place a sports bet because they love money. And it's amazing to me how Democrats, they'll take money, like, you know, they'll do crooked side deals and stuff like that. And I don't like any politicians, Republicans or Democrats, but I'm just saying, like, at least Republicans will tell you, we don't like you. You know, we don't like gay people. We don't like black people. We don't like you. they're very open about it, right? The Democrats are like, we love everybody, but they really don't. And they'll just take money. But I'm, you know, back to Cuomo. Is that with Gerald, he goes, I go to upstate New York to place a bet. In what world, Tony, in what logic does it make sense, bro, that citizens of the state of New York that pay the same damn taxes, that why can a guy bet in Buffalo at a sports book? Why can a guy go to a sports book in Albany, New York, but a guy in New York City has to go to New Jersey? Like, dude. Like, I'm not talking about politics. Isn't that just stupidity?
Well, there's a lot of that that goes on with that without question. And we can talk about this for a week, but it's an evolution. It's a slow evolution. I thought we would be where we're at today 5 years ago.
and another story, a long story, and a good story. But soon, be like a Caliente in Mexico or William Hill in England,
that's
in
my
UK.
Place.
Yeah,
Caliente, you know it. That's,
yes, sir,
that's my place. I've been to Caliente before in Puerto Vallarta.
Yes, their Caliente is a little every corner. You go put your lunch money on your favorite soccer team. If you're on the border, it would be NFL, Major League Baseball, whatever the case may be. You have a quick dog. You go back to work. You come back and either collect your ticket or bet another one after work. I got lots of stories about some Calientes and my fun down there.
Me too. And we got to get to the picks, but I'm going to blast through this one quick for newcomers. Years ago, I was in Puerto Vallarta, all right? I went with my mother. Yeah. May she rest in peace. And my little brother. I'm in Puerto Vallarta. First 2 days on there, routine. I had a good time, actually, all right, there. I had a good time. I met a lot of, I was rocking in those days. I had hair. I was in a metal band. I was, like, rocking. So first 2 days, I'm in Mexico. Tony, I didn't know they had a sport. I didn't know. I'm all drunk on the street, right. Like night two there. I'm like, oh, my God. I walked into a dog racing. I was betting on dog racing. So I walk into a dog racing place, Calientes. Walk in, dog racing, they had soccer on. And I'm like, oh, my God, they have a sports book. This is unbelievable. This is awesome. The trip just got better. Ruined my trip. I sat in a dark, dingy Caliente sports book for the next 6 days in Mexico. All right? But I'm laying it down.
So there's no place to be.
Get this. I go to a sports. So I'm in Puerto Vallarta. And it's Sunday coming up. It's NFL Sunday. It's the playoffs. You'll remember the game. Kansas City Chiefs versus the Colts. Jim Harbaugh, quarterback. Ted Marcher wrote a coach. Remember when they went on the run in the playoffs?
They ran Lenny Elliott out of town. Ran him out of town. I remember the game well.
Yeah. So I was there. I'm getting goosebumps right now. So I'm in Mexico that day, Sunday. Boom. I'm like, enough of this sports bar. Let me go. And people tell me, they go, listen, there's an American sports bar here where everybody goes to watch the NFL. And I roll in Sunday. I'm like, damn right, let's roll. I got my sports tickets. I'm sitting at the bar alone, okay? I'm sitting there alone, and I've had a great week, all right? I was a young bachelor. It was a good time. So I've had a great week. I'm there. It's Sunday. I'm ready for the – the Bills played the Steelers later that day, too. They lost. They lost to the Steelers with Neil O'Donnell. I remember everything. So, God, I have a good memory. So I'm sitting at the bar, Tony. I look over and there's a guy, and I put my tickets out, like sort of a chump guy, you know what I mean? You know, like a guy at March Madness in Vegas. I had my tickets and I put them out in front of me at the bar. I'm sitting at the bar and I had my sports tickets, my bets, sort of like, okay, I got this and I got that. And this Australian guy, crazy Mick with us, this Australian guy is next to me, blonde guy, looks over to me, goes, hey, what's up, mate? He goes, you bet on the game. And he goes, where did you bet on the game? He goes, I just got here. He goes, you bet on the game? Where can you bet on the game? And I said, you can bet on the game, man. I said, there's a sports book right down the street, a dog racing place, sports book, right down the place called Caliente, right down the street, two blocks. Yeah. And he goes, listen.
Right.
He goes, he goes, can you go for me? I'm like, what? Go for you. Tony, guy pulls out $500. He goes, put 250 on the Colts and 250 on whatever you want. You keep the ticket. What am I going to say, bro? I'm not your puppet, but if you offer me $250 bucks to walk down the street, I'll do it, right? Yeah. I could have ripped the guy off and walked away with his $500. I didn't. So I went, I played the ticket. Yeah. I come back. I sit down. I'm like, hey, buddy. Here's your ticket. Here's my ticket. All right, let's go. We're watching the game. He starts ordering drinks all day, man. He goes, you're a good man. He goes, a lot of people would have just taken that $500 and walked away. And I said, I ain't going nowhere, man. And I'm sitting there, you know what I mean? Yeah. And we're watching the game. He's ordering bucket. You know, Mexico, buckets of beer, buckets, Sol. Buckets of buckets, right? One after another. Not Corona, but Sol. Sun. Boom, boom, boom. One after another. And then finally, he goes, he busts out more money. He goes, there's more games coming up. He goes, can you go get more bets? And I tell the guy, I go, listen, it's right down the street. It's not like it's a secret, man. He goes, no, it's on me. Pulls out 1,000. It's like, go. He goes, go get some more bets, man. So I'm like, all right. So I go again. And I'm not even bringing up the fact that Spike Lee was there. I'll get to the Spike Lee part. But so I'm like, no, okay. I'm like, all right, I go. Come back. Unfortunately, we won the Colts game, but the Bills lost. Then I got in a bad mood. So the Bills lost. I'm like, son of a bitch. Bills, I knew they were going to lose to Neil O'Donnell. That was the year Neil O'Donnell lost to the Cowboys in the Super Bowl. Steelers, Cowboys. So I'm there. And now I got a story that I can't tell the rest of the story. Then the guy, like, I'm like, what's your deal anyways, bro? Why do you have all this money? What's up, man? The guy tells me about how he's basically like a gigolo. He goes, I had this girlfriend in Texas. And he goes, I was only with her to get American citizenship. And he goes, quite frankly, she's not very attractive. And he goes, I broke up with her. And he goes, I was going to move back to Australia. Because, just wasn't working out. And, you know, I could only do whatever. He goes, I actually love her. But, you know, he goes, truthfully, I was just trying to move to America. And and he goes, I broke up with her. And he goes, about a week after I broke up with her, she won the lottery. She won the lottery. And
yes.
She paid him $10,000 a month. Marriage of convenience, bro. She paid him $10,000 a month.
Uh-huh.
And so this is in like the early 90s type thing, or 80s, or it was 90s. I guess like mid 90s, early 90s. So,
okay.
Yeah, I was in homicide actually, because I cut my face open on tour. So it was the 90s. So I remember now. So it was like 1994, 6 or whatever-ish. And so 10K a month. And he goes, quite frankly, he goes, we got married. We got married. She won a lottery. We got married. And now she pays me $10,000. Then the guy goes, can you get me a girl? All right. I'm like, dude, what do I look like? A pimp? What, I look like a pimp?
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, what, I look like a pimp to you? I said, I don't really get a girl. And then, of course, it's Mexico. So everybody overheard right away. Oh, you need a girl? Right? Like right away. Right, Tony? So.
Yes.
The guy was staying on the Love Boat, the Pacific Cruise. And his girlfriend. I can't even tell the rest of the story. We'll wrap up with Tony on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class, Tony Finn with us. Man, this just show first flew by. So listen, Tony, we're not going to be on next Friday. It's Christmas.
Right.
And then it's New Year's the next night. And we're going to be on New Year's, but it'll be we're going to be on live, in-game live during the football game. So
okay.
How about this? Next week you get the week off. You get a week and a half away from us. But let's figure something out. You know, before all the big games on New Year's and all that type of stuff. You know, we'll get you on earlier today on the TV show with Cam or something. We'll figure something out. But I really do appreciate your time. You're the man. I'm glad that we have you on.
Anytime.
And I look forward to hanging out with you in Vegas. So, listen, we've only got, we got to be fast here on the way out. If there's one NFL game I didn't bring up, how about the Chiefs, man? Drew Brees comes back. It's only -3. Brees hasn't played in forever. The guy had 11 broken ribs, man. I agree. Chiefs -3, but is there an NFL game? Give us a pick or two. Give us a college and NFL game if you can on the way out here.
Okay, college. Let's go with the number 5 team. First off, if there's any upsets in front of the Texas A&M Aggies, they're the one team that has a chance to get in. Texas A&M by margin over Tennessee. In the NFL, I wouldn't argue with your Chiefs pick there, but we've already talked about the game I really like, and that's tomorrow or tonight in many locations wherever you're at. But that's the Buffalo Bills -5, 5.5, whatever you got to lay there. Anything less than 7, it's a big play for me.
You know, somebody's asking in the chat right now about the Philadelphia Eagle game. Listen, they are also without 3 of their 4 starting cornerbacks. Their offensive line is shot. They won last week. They got through it. But they're really beat up. Arizona's going to win that game, but it could go over if Philadelphia could score enough. We got to get out of here. Listen, yes, follow me on Sports Rage, at Twitter, on at Sports Rage, and I'll have all my picks for you guys tuning in right now for all the NFL games. The Bills are going to get it done. I was worried of a Bills fan, but they're going to cover this number. They're going to get it done.
I like it.
We're going to have all our college picks tomorrow. Check us out. Sports Rage. Great job, Yang. Great job, Mateus. Other than that,
Happy New Year, Merry
Christmas. You're on your own. Bring it.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.